Okay, today's daf is Becharos Daf Tes Zayin. We left off on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we once again very much thank him for the sponsorship. We left off in the middle of a brisa on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, where we were trying. The only reason we brought the brisa is to try to prove the shita of Rav Sheshes that when you have lados that are inside the womb of a psulei hamikdashin and you're trying to be matfis them bekedusha, you're trying to give them the vlados themselves kedusha, you can only be matfis them for the same kedusha that the mother had, for the same type of carbon that the mother had. So we're quoting this long brisa where the first half of the brisa talks about those animals that are kada mum kavua lehekdeshan, that they had a mum before the hekdesh, that we read yesterday, and then the second half of the brisa is cases of kadam hekdeshan is muman and all the associated halachos, and in that second half of the brisa we're going to mention this halacha of Rav Sheshes. But once we quote this whole brisa, the Gemara is going to discuss certain details about the second half of the brisa in the first half of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're going to discuss the status of lados of kachim mizbeach that were nisaber kodem pidyon and were nolad la'achar pidyon. We're going to discuss why it is that tmuras psulei hamikdashin are mesa, that they have to be left to die. That also comes up in the brisa, and then that's going to lead us into a discussion before the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph about the source for the idea of chamesh chataos mesos, that there are five kavanos chatos, including tmuras chatos is one of the five. It's a Mishnah tmura that are mesos. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about a unique arrangement where between a Jew and a non-Jew, where it's also called Yad Goy Be'emtza, that it's going to pater the animal from Bechora. Not a typical arrangement, it's called a Tzon Barzel arrangement, which essentially is that the Jew buys an animal from the non-Jew but does not pay up front. He has a payment plan. But so long as that payment plan is going on, the guy says, I get some of the Vlados. So the guy still has a Chelik in the Vlados until it's totally paid off. So this is the Tzon Barzel arrangement. So the Gemara is going to discuss how to reconcile the Bechor ramifications of a Tzon Barzel arrangement with the Ribbis ramifications of a Tzon Barzel arrangement. Meaning, let's say it wasn't a guy, it was a Jew. So what are the halachos as far as Ribbis is concerned? Meaning, how do we view it? Do we view it that you own the animal that you bought? It's just that there are these payments and there are these penalty payments, which is what we would call Ribbis. Or is it that you don't really own the animal yet until it's totally paid? So that's going to be a discussion on Amud Beis. And then at the very end of Amud Beis, we'll see if we get to it. There's Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda about the Vlade Vlados when you have a Tzon Barzel arrangement. And the Gemara is going to bring three Rayas in either direction, including Rayas from our Mishnah. So let's begin. Again, we are in the second half of the Brisa. Now we're about to start the second half of the Brisa of Antaz Vavam Beis. Aval Kadam Ekdeshan Es Muman. About seven lines from the end of the page. So the reason we're quoting this brisa is because the Shaila was asked of Rav Sheshes of Ma'u Shematfis on the Kol Zevach Sheyirtza, the Vlados that are inside the womb of the Psulei HaMikdashim, that you're going to be Matfis for a Kedusha before your Poda, the mother. Can you be Matfis it with whatever Kedusha you want, even a Kedusha of a carbon different than the Kedusha of the mother? And Rav Sheshes said, no! Ain Matfisan. You can only be Matfisan in the Kedusha of the mother. So we're going to try to prove that from this second half of the Brisa. Aval, Kadam Akdeshan Asmuman, if you have Karbanos that you're Makdish them only and only afterwards they develop a Mum, meaning at the time you were Makdish them, they were not Bali Mum at all, so therefore they have Kedusha Saguf. The Kedusha was absolute, it has absolute Kedusha Saguf, Lamizbeach, at the time of the Kedusha, Omum over Lekdeshan, V'ulachar Mikan Nolan Mum Kavua, or even if it had a Mum at the time you were Makdish, but it was a Mum over. It was a mum that wasn't going to last. So it had full Kedusha Saguf, and then afterwards it developed a mum kavua, viniftu, so then you were poda it the way you're supposed to do, even though you're allowed to eat the basar wherever, but the Kedusha is not totally gone from the animal. It's, that's what we call kol psulei hamukdashim. So it has certain restrictions because it's psulei hamukdashim. And therefore, here are the halachos of psulei hamukdashim. Peturim min habechorah. If there's a bechorah that's born to such an animal, it does not have kedushas bechorah. Umin hamatanos. If you shecht it, even after you're poda it, you don't give zorah l'chayayim v'keva to the kohen. Bein lefnei pidyonon, bein la'achar pidyonon, ha'gozeis va'ovi ben sovik es arbaim. And whether you do gizo or avoda before or after you pod it, chayiv maltos, because you violated nisr d'oraisa. The Torah says losa avod, losa goes by psulei hamukdashim, so that's a violation. Ubein lefnei pidyonon, bein la'achar pidyonon, osin tamura. If you do a tamura with it, even la'achar pidyonon, it's going to be matfis b'tamura. The animal that you are, that you do the tamura with is going to have kedusha. Lefnei pidyonon mal in behen. If you get hana'ah from the animal before you are poda, it's a violation of me'ila. So if you did it b'mezid, you get malchus, and if you did it b'shogeg, you pay keren v'chomesh to hegdish, and you also have to bring an asham me'ilos. Ula'achar pidyonon ein mal in behen. But that changes after the pidyon. After the pidyon, if you get hana'ah from it, it's not a violation of me'ila, because psulei hamukdashim shaniftu are in a certain sense like tzvi va'ayil, in that they are chulin. So remember, we discussed yesterday in what sense they're like tzvi va'ayil and what sense they are not like tzvi va'ayil, but they're chulin. Vladoseyan kodesh, the vlados that if they were conceived, if those vlados were conceived before the pidyon, even though they're born after the pidyon, they're kodesh. Ve'ein niftin tmim, and those vlados cannot be poda them so long as they don't have a mum. Ve'ein matvis in the chol zevek shiirtza, and the whole brayso was quoted for that line. Ve'ein matvis in the chol zevek shiirtza, before the pidyon of the mother, you're not able to be makdish the vlad for whatever carbon you want, only for the korban that the mother was huktash for. So that's exactly like Rav Sheshes, that you can't be makdish for a kedusha acheres, for some other kedusha. Klalo shel davar, what turns out from the seifa of this brisa, harein kagdish l'chol devrayim, ve'en l'cha behen ela heter achila bilvad. The psulei hamukdashim are still kodesh, all you have is a heter achila, you're allowed to eat it. So whereas in the Reisha we spoke about animals that were kadam mum kavua lehekdeshon, that had a mum kavua before the hekdesh, and the klal l'shel davar of the Reisha was that they're kichulin l'chol devrayim, that they're absolute chulin. It's just that there's a mitzvah iloy that you have to be poda to them, but it's really chulin. In the seifa, when the mum only comes after the hekdesh, it's really kodesh. It's just that you have a heter achila. So klal l'shel davar of the Reisha la'asuyei shokvan b'chutz depater. Whenever we have a klal l'shel davar, after we already went through all the halachos, the klal l'shel davar has to be telling me something that was not enumerated in the actual brisa itself. So in the Reisha, where it says by kachim shekadam mumal lekdeshim, that klal l'shel davar, that they're like chulin l'chol devrayim, what does that come to tell me? It tells me shokran b'chutz is pater, that if you shecht such an animal outside of the azari, you're pater from kares, from l'chatos, it's not considered shchut echutz, even if you're not poda it, because it's really chulin. So it's not a violation of chut echutz. Shchut echutz is only a behemoth that's ru'uya la'krava b'fnim. A balas mum is not ru'uya la'krava b'fnim, and therefore it's not a violation of shchut echutz. Klal shel davar de seifa, when the seifa says by kachim shekadam hekdesham lemumam, that the hekdesh came first, that it's kehekdesh l'chol devrayim, what's that telling me? La'suye chalavo, that the chalav of psulei hamukdashim is also bachil as well, that you're not allowed to eat or drink the milk that comes from the psulei hamukdashim. One of the achronim raises the question, why don't we just say klal l'shel davar of the seifa is just the opposite of klal l'shel davar of the reisha, that if you shecht the b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv. So they suggest that if it would have said that, we would have had to say that the brayso is talking about dafka umum, that's bedukin shaba'ayin, which is a mum that's not nikr, where it's, if it's ala al-muzbech lo yered, because if it was a large mum, where the halacha is that even if it's ala al-muzbech yered, then if you're shochet b'chutz, you're taka potter, because it's not roi lakrava b'fnim, meaning the only way you're going to say that you're chayiv for shchut echutz is if it's roi lakrava b'fnim. So the klal l'shel davar of the seifa cannot be telling me that psulei hamukdashim you're chayiv mishum shchut echutz, because it's not really true, because in order to be chayiv for shchut echutz, it needs to be something that's roi lakrava b'fnim. So that's how the Rishonim already say. Rashi says over here. So that's the discussion as why the Klal Shadavar changes in the Sefer. Okay, so now we're going to go to the Sefer of this Brisa that we just read and start discussing some of the points. So Amar Mar, we said in the Brisa we're going to the Reisha of the Brisa first, that if Kadam Ekdeshim Lemumam, that if the Hektish happened before the Sefer of the Brisa, that the Hektish happened before the Mum, so we said that's Kodesh, that it's really Kodesh, it has Kedush HaGuf, so any Vlados that were conceived before the Pidyon and born after the Pidyon, ain niftin tmimim. You cannot be po to them with the vlados while they're tmimim. Ve'ein matvis nechal zevach sheyirtza. And at the very end of the brayso, we said, and you can't be matvis them for whatever kedushas carbon you want. It has to be the kedusha that the mother had. So it says mother to make a diuk. Tmimim hu delo mifriki. It sounds like you can't be po to them while they don't have a mum. Habali mum and mifarki. But when they will have a mum, you're allowed to be po to them. So that, and that's talking about where your makdishit while it was b'mei imam. The kedusha is. Is strong because it comes from the Koach HaMakdish, and its pidyon could be nitfas on it. And another diuk we can make: l'kol zevach sheyirtza hu de'ein matfisin hos la'osu zevach matfisan. You can't be matfisit l'shem some other carbon, but l'shem the same carbon that the mother is hukdash for, you can be makdishit. So says Mar Hechi Meshkachsla. Once you say that a balmum, that the vlad that's a balmum could be nifta, but you're not allowed to be makdishit for some other kedusha. So how does that work that you're able to be po to it? The only way you're poda it is if you're makdish for the same kedusha that the mother has, and then you could be poda it when it develops a mum. So apparently, this is a way to provide takana for these vlados that were nisaber before the pidyon of the mother and are born after the pidyon of the mother. Says Mar Neim Tavit Yufta Drafuna. If I've just shown you a path that you could be misakin the vlados, that's against Rafuna. Rafuna said that there's no takana for such vlados, that they're doomed because he holds the kedusha of the mother. Even for the you can't be makdish the vlad, even for the same kedusha that the mother has, and you can't be po to them because their kedusha is too weak to be nitfas bepidyon. So the end of this price is very clearly against Rafuna. Says Mar Nal, Amar Lach Rafuna, who adin dafilu balimumen ein niftin. Now it could be that even when they have a mum, you cannot be po to them. It's ein lo takana. Va'aydi tanresha nifta tmimim tananami sefer ein niftin tmimim. Since the resha spoke about a case of nifta tmimim, meaning the resha that was talking about kachim that were kadamum la hektesha. That had a mum at the time you originally makdish them. So we said, yeah, there you could be niftin tamimim. So in the Seifa, when we wanted to say that there's no pidyon, we use the word ein niftin tamimim. But it's really ein nifta at all. Forget about tamimim. Va'aydi detana reisha l'kol zevach sheyirtza. And since the reisha said l'kol zevach sheyirtza, because the mothers don't have real kedusha saguf in the reisha, it was only kedusha zdamim. So you could be matvis the vlados for whatever kedusha, because the mothers don't even have kedusha. So that's perfectly fine. So that's why Tananami Seifa l'kol zevach sheyirtza. That's why the Seifa also says l'kol zevach sheyirtza, but you shouldn't be medayik from that l'shem also karban, that the mother is hukdash for, that you could be makdash the vlad as well. Maybe you can't. So Rafuna thinks that it's not a raya at all from this brisa against him. Okay, and then we said in the Seifa, the brisa, that when you have kachim, shekadma hekdeshim l'mumam, that they became kadosh first with kedusha guf, then developed a mum, v'ashoch them b'chutz pater. That if someone shechts them b'chutz, so your pater from kares and from malchus, if you did it b'mezid, from achatz, if you did it b'shogeg, and even if you're not poda it, because if you're not chayv and shchut echutz, unless the behemah was ro'i la krava b'fnim, and a balas mum is not ro'i la krava b'fnim. So now the Gemara brings a girsa that is slightly different. In the brisa, slightly different. Rafuna Masni, Chayiv. Rafuna changes it. Not Hashochtan Bechutz Pater, Hashochtan Bechutz, Chayiv. That you're Chayiv for Shchut Echutz. Like it says in the Mishnah, Daf Yudal. Umukim La Bedokin Shabbayin. And he says, yeah, but you know why you're Chayiv for Shchut Echutz? Because the psul, the mum that it had, is not such a recognizable mum. It's only a Dokin Shabbayin. And Valibit Rabbi Kiva, we're assuming like Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Walden Mesechas Vachim Imalilo Yardu, that when you have a mum like Duk and Shabayin, once it's on the Mizbech, you don't have to bring it down from the Mizbech. Ah, so good. So therefore, this is a psula mitashim that's ra'oi lahavi bifnin, because in ma'alu lo yardu. So then it's going to be chayiv mishum shchut echutz. But any other type of mum where it wouldn't be ra'oi bifnin at all, that even if it was on the mizbech, you'd have to take it down, then there would not be chayiv of shchut echutz, like we said from Rashi before. Okay, so now the seif of the Braisa tells us that kachim that, again, were hukdash before they ever developed a mum, bein lefnei pidyono, bein la'achar pidyono, osu. Tmura, that such kachim has the capacity to make tmura even after you're poded it. You're poded it, but it still retains its kedusha, it's still kadosh l'chol davar. So you can make a tmura. Amar of Nachman Amar Baravua, tmuras l'achar pidyono mesa. The behema hatmura that you switched it off, you leave it to die because there's no takana, there's nothing you could do with that behema that you transferred the kedusha onto. Again, transferring, whenever it comes to tmura, it's always important to remind ourselves, it doesn't really mean transfer, because the Kedusha remains with the first one as well. It just means extended, that you extended the Kedusha onto, I should use that word, extended instead of transfer. Good, so I'll keep that in mind when we learn tomorrow. So my time, so what's the reason that it's in lo takana? Because hechi lavit, what are you supposed to do with it? Likrevei, you want to bring it as a carbon? Can't do that. Mikach Kedusha dechuyu ka'asa. It comes from a behema that was already niftes. So if its entire Kedusha is an extension of a Kedusha that was already niftes, so there's no way you can bring it as a carbon. Okay, so lifrika, you want to be podit, la lima lemitfas pidyona. It doesn't have enough kedusha to be nitfas in a pidyon. Hilkach, mesa. Therefore, there's nothing left to do. You got to leave it to die. So maskav the Ravamrim asks on this din of Rab Baravua that the tmura after the pidyon is going to be mesa, vititachel b'muma lebailim. Why do you let it die? Why don't you just wait till it develops a mum and then let the bailim eat it? Machmas lemum. V'chima bein zu l'tmuras b'charum. After all, why should this be any different than the tamura of a Bukharu Meiser? Ditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamura, Tamura's Bukharu Meiser, if you have, you extend the Kedusha of a Bukharu Meiser onto another animal, Hain uvladan, both the tamura and the vlados of the tamura, uvlad vladan, and the grandchildren of the tamura, atsof kalolam, for all the generations, harehin kebuchar umaiser. They have all the same dinam of buchar umaiser, and therefore, if they develop a mum, you're not allowed to shech them and sell their you're not allowed to shech them and sell their basar b'shuk. You're only allowed to sell it b'bayis, but you are allowed to sell the basar via achlu b'mum l'baylim. And when they develop a mum, they could be eaten by the baylim. The tamura sabuchar is eaten by the kohanim. The tamura sabuchar is eaten by the Yisrael, by the actual baylim. So you see that that the tamura's bechor meiser is not royal akrava. So when and therefore, what do you do with it? Wait till it develops a mum and let the baylim eat it. So for that very same reason, tamura's psalim tashim should be the same thing. If you have psalim hamutashim that were niftu and now they have a tamura, it should be royal achila for the Bailam once it develops a mum, and it's not really that krava. So I'm le'abaye zeh shem imo alav v'zeh shem imo alav. Now the fact that a tamura of a bechar or meiser can be eaten is because a tamura of a bechar or meiser is supposed to be just like a bechar or meiser. A tamura of psulim mekdashim should be just like psulim mekdashim. So you can't compare, you can't say, oh, this is tamura, that's tamura, they should have the same halachos. No, they are extensions of different kedusha. Zeshem imo alav, the tamuras b'chara meiser is supposed to be an extension of b'chara meiser. Tamuras b'chara meiser mikaria. It's called a tamuras b'chara meiser. It's not just called tamura. It's called tamuras b'chara meiser. And therefore, ma b'chara meiser b'mum and mesachim l'bailim, just like the b'char and meiser themselves that develop a mum get eaten by the bailim, af tamuras anami b'mum and mesachla. So their tamura also, when it develops a mum, gets eaten by the bailim. Vezeshem imo alav, but tamura is called Tumuras Kachim Mikaria. It's not called Tumuras Bechor Meiser, it's called Tumuras Kachim. Ma Kachim lo Masachi el Bidyon. Just like Kachim, even when it develops a mum, you can't eat it unless you're poda it. The tamura of it also can only be eaten when you're poda it. V'alo alima lemitvas pidyona. But there's no way to be poda it because this animal's kedusha is not strong enough to be nitvas in a pidyon, because it was its own kedusha only came after the pidyon. pidyon of the original animal. So Tani Kavase to Rav Nachman says, we have a brisa that says just like Rav Nachman, that in the name of Rav Baravua, this din that we just quoted of Rav Baravua was Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua. So really, it's the din of Rav Baravua that Tmurasa L'Achar Pidyona is Mesa. That the Tmura, there's nothing you can do with it. You just have to let it die. Why? Because the Brisa tells us Minayin LeTmuras Pesulei Mekdashim Shemesa. The Brisa says explicitly that Tmuras Pesulei Mekdashim, you leave it to die, and you don't say that you let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you'll be poda it and let it and eat it. Tamalomar, because the pasuk says mimale agera tame. Pasuk says by behemoths that you're not allowed to eat. It says mimale agera that it's tame hulachem. So we darshan from there that there's a behemoth that has all the simone tara that it says by behemoths, and nevertheless it's still asuba achila, and you have to let it die. What behemoth is that? Tamuras pesulei mekdashim sheniftu, that even though it has all the simone kashrus, nevertheless it has to be left to die. Says Gemara, that's what you learn from that pasuk. The pasuk is not available for that drasha. We need the pasuk to tell me about the chamish chatos mesos. There are five different types of chatos that are psulos that the Mishnah and Tmura outlines that are meant to be left to die. Avlad chatos, so Tmura's chatos, chatos shemesu ba'ala, chatos she'avra shenasa, chatos shenischapu ba'ala, because another chatos was brought to replace it. So from that pasuk we learn that those chatos, even though they have the simani tara, they're also about achila. So you're not able to learn Tmuras Pesulei Mekdashim. Says Gemar, no. Hahu mimafrisei parsa tamei nafka. The din of chamish chatos amesos we learn from the same pasuk where it says mimafrisei parsa, and then it says tamehu. The fact that it says mimale agera and then tamehu, that teaches us Tmuras Pesulei Mekdashim. There are two separate phrases in the pasuk. One to tell me the chamish chatos amesos, and one to tell me Tmuras Pesulei Mekdashim, that they both have to be left to die. Tani nami achi. We have a brisa that says just like this, minayin l'chamish chatos mesos. What's the source for chamish chatos mesos? Tam lomer mimefrisei parsa tamei, not mimale agera, mimefrisei parsa. So mimale agera is still available to tell me about tamuras, the tamuras pesulei mekdashim. Chamish chatos mesos hilchos gemirah says, well, no, there's no pasuk that tells me about chamish chatos mesos. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. You don't need a pasuk. El kiyasa kral the tamuras asham. The pasuk mafrisei parsa comes to tell me about a tamuras asham that it's supposed to graze until it develops a mum, and then you use the money to buy karbonas tzibur. Says Mar, tamuras asham nami hilchos hihi. Wait a second. Tamuras asham is also halacha l'moshe misinai because kol shabachatos mesos ba asham roa. We have halacha l'moshe that any psul, that if it were to happen to a chatas, you'd have to let it die, and if that same psul were to happen to an asham, you let it graze until it develops a mum, and you sell it, and you use the money to buy other karbanas. So since one of those psulim of the chatos amesos is tamuras chatas, so a tamuras asham, mimela, is going to be let to graze until it develops a mum, and then you use the money to buy a karban. So I already know this about tamuras asham. I don't need a pasuk. So I don't need a pasuk about the chamish chatos mesos, because that's halacha l'moshe misinai. I don't need a pasuk about the asham, that the asham is yirat shiistayf, because that's halacha l'moshe misinai. But I have two phrases in the pasuk to tell me that you have animals that have all the simani kashrus, but yet are going to be asr. So one of them I know is for what we needed it for tzmurus psulei mekdashim. What's the other one for? Eliyolam chamish chatos mesos. Really, the pasuk is coming to teach about the chamish chatos mesos. I thought we have halacha l'moshe misinai for the chamish chatos mesos. We do. Visrakra, visrachilchsa. We need both the pasuk and the halacha l'moshe misinai. Diimikra havamina l'ri'iya. If I would have only had the drash from the pasuk, I would have said that the pasuk is telling me that the chamish chatos have to graze until they develop a mum, but you're not supposed to just leave them to die. Kamashmalan hilchasa lemisa. That's what the halacha l'moshe misinai tells me, that no, they're meant to be left to die. Meaning the pasuk alone just tells me you can't eat them. So I would have thought, okay, that means let them graze till they develop a mum, sell them, use them. No, but that's why the halacha l'moshe misinai says you leave them die. And if I only had the halacha l'moshe misinai, have a mina hecha da'avad ikri va'achal mehani chamish chatos isuri ika lav ika. If a person bimikra does against the halacha, and he eats from one of these chamesh chatalos hamesos, so he violated an iser, but it's not a los, I say. If you only had the halacha mushrim sinai, I say, yeah, even though you're supposed to leave them to die, and you're not allowed to eat them, if you did it, you don't violate a lav in the Torah. So that's why I need a lav in the Torah, kamash mandika lav. That's why the pasuk tells me that, no, there's an actual los, I say, involved over here, because the pasuk says, the pasuk that we're quoting these drushes from starts off with the words, ach ezeh, lo tochelu. So that's a lo saseh in the Torah. Then it goes on, mefrisei aparsim chulu. So that's a lav. V'i b'yaseima, or we could be miyashiv, that the Torah doesn't have to say mefrisei aparsa for the din of chatos amesos, because you're right, it's halachal mashim sinai. What's mefrisei aparsa there to teach me? La kushe davar abba mi malagera, le davar abba mi mefrisei aparsa. To tell me that there's a hekesh between that which I learned from the phrase malagera, meaning tzmuras psulei amukdashim, after the pidyon, to that which I learned from mefrisei aparsa, the chamesh chatos amesos, to tell me malahalan b'misa afkan b'misa, that just like by the chamesh chatos, you have to leave it to die. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So too, the tmuras pesulei mukdashim, you have to leave to die. Meaning, it's amazing. This second phrase in the pasuk is not to teach me a din about another type of animal. It's to teach me another din about the tmuras pesulei mukdashim. So mefrisei aparsa tells me tmuras pesulei mukdashim cannot be eaten. Malagera teaches me that tmuras pesulei mukdashim, again, has to die. How does it teach it to me? Because Malagera must be talking about chatos amesos. I already know all about chatos amesos because there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai about chatos amesos, that you're not allowed to eat them and that they need to be left to die. So Mela comes back to be melamed that tmuras pesulei mukdashim also have to be left to die. Good, that's the end of the discussion of lados of kachim. Okay, so says the, and tmuras kachim. So says the Mishnah now. We're learning Mesachas Bechoros here. So we're trying to come up with cases where Yad Goy Be'emtza, where the non-Jew's connection to the animal will exempt it from the din of Bechor. So says the Mishnah, what if you have the following arrangement? Hamakabel Tzon Barzel Mina Ovid Chavim. You have a Tzon Barzel arrangement from an Ovid Chavim. You get, you buy a Goy's animal for a set price, but you don't pay for all of it up front. You have a payment plan that up until a certain point in time, you're going to continue to pay. You know, for the next 10 years, every month, you have a mortgage on the animal, right? So I shouldn't say mortgage because not with interest. You have a payment plan on the animal. And it doesn't matter what happens to if the animal dies, if the animal goes down in value, you're going to owe this money. Now, the vlados that come from this animal over those next 10 years, or up until you finish paying it off, whenever you finish paying it off, the vlados you split with the guy. That's part of his arrangement. So that's what's called a tson barzel arrangement. So makabel tson barzel mina ovid chavim vladosei and petuvim. The vlados are part from bechora. Makes a lot of sense that they're part from bechora. The bechora that come from those vlados are not kadosh b'kedush b'chora, because if the Jew doesn't pay what he's obligated to pay, the nachri could take those vlados. So meaning vladosim p'turim min habechora means when those vlados have a bechor, that those, meaning the third generation, are not going to be Bukharos, because the Vadoseyan are the mothers of these third generation. So that's going to be part from the Bukhar, because the Nachri could take those Vlados. Vlade Vladoseyan Chayavin. But the Vlade Vlados are going to be Chayav in Bukhara when they have a Bukhar, because the Nachri does not have the right to take the Vlade Vlados. That's not part of the arrangement. He's only allowed to take the Vlados. Hemid Vladosein Tachasimosein. But let's say you say to the Nachri, if the behemoth that I was makabel from you should die, you could take the Vlados that I'm supposed to have, and you didn't really have to say that to him, because of course he can. That's part of the arrangement. He can always take the Vlados. No, so what you're really telling the Nachri is, when you're explicitly telling him that he's allowed to take Vlados, what you're really telling him is that he's allowed to take Vlade Vlados. You're giving him another generation. And therefore, Vlade Vlados Peturin. In that case, the Vlade Vlados are going to be Potter from Bechora. Vlade Vlados. But the next generation is going to be Chayavin. It's going to be Chayavin Bechora. And Meshum Gamliel Lomer, Afilu Adasar Doros Peturin, Shachriyus on Lovit Chavim. Even Adasar Doros are all Potter from Bechora, because the Das of the Nachri is to collect from all the offspring that will come from those behemos till he gets paid. So he's not going to be Mechalik between great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grand, doesn't make a difference. The Nachri is going to expect to be able to collect from anything. Rachel, she yelda min Eiz, totally separate halacha now. A Rachel gives birth to what looks like an Eiz, the Eiz she yelda min Rachel, or vice versa, Peturah min HaBechorah. Whenever it's not like the mother, we had this drasha already, Ach B'chor Shor, B'chor Kesef, B'chor Eiz, Lo Sifteh Kodesh Heim, so we dash from B'chor Shor, Shehu Shor, B'chor Shor, B'chor Eiz, B'chor Kesef, Shehu Keves, B'chor Keves, B'chor Eiz, Shehu Eiz, B'chor Eiz. So it has to be Domel Imo. V'im Yesh B'mikza Simanim, but if in some ways it's Domel Imo, so then Chayiv, then it's Chayiv in Kedushas B'chorah. Good, so two halachas in the Mishnah, one about an a tzon barzel arrangement, a makabel tzon barzel arrangement, and the other one about an animal that doesn't look like the mother. So we're going to focus on the tzon barzel part of things over here. So the meima tekimin de lenakat marazuze. Does this mean to say that since the owner of the meima has not received full payment yet, berushusa de marakayma, the animal still belongs to the original owner, and that's why the Yisrael is potter from Bechora, Uraminu. But I'll ask you, Akasha, in Bamatzia, we have a Mishnah that seems to suggest otherwise. Ein mekablin son barzel mi Yisrael, mipreishu ribis. You're not allowed to be mekablin son barzel from Yisrael, because that's considered to be ribis. Meaning, as the Yisrael keeps taking more animals from you because you haven't paid it back, he's getting extra payment. You're supposed to pay, right? So it seems that it's ribis. Now, wait a second. Ribis is only when there's a loan involved. Alma b'rishusa de mekabel kaima. It makes it sound like the behemos are omid b'rishusa of the mekabel. They're completely his. Because if they were b'rishusa in the nosein, if the original animal still belonged to the nosein, that's why he gets the vlodos. It's not extra payments for what money that you owe him. But if I already bought this animal, and I just haven't paid you yet, so I owe you $100 for this animal, and I've only paid you $20, and now you're going to keep taking vlodos, so you're taking extra payment. That's ribis. So it seems like a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah B'Metzia in terms of how we view the original animal. Is it b'rishus the Makabel or Bershus the Nosein? So Abaye answers as follows. I'm Rabbi Lokasha. Had the Kabbalah Unsa Vizola. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Nachri is Makabel on himself, the Achrayus of whatever Ones happens to the Behema, or even if it goes down in value. And therefore the Behema is considered to be in his Rishus. Baha, the Lo Kabbalah Unsa Vizola. Case in Bamatsi is a totally different arrangement. The Nosein did not accept, and there's no guy in the case of Bamatsi, it's all Jews, but the Nosein did not accept the Achrayus of Ones and Zul, and therefore the Behema is in the Rishus of the Makabel, because the Nosein has no responsibility for it whatsoever. So the fact that he's mechalik with the Baal Behem with the Vlados, that's ribis, because the Nosein has no responsibility whatsoever. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, that's how you're going to be Miyashiv. Our mission with the Mishnah B'Metzia, Amalei Rava, the Kabbalei Unsa V'Zola, Son Barzel, Karisalei. In a case where the Nosein takes Achrayus, you call that Son Barzel? What is the word? Son Barzel comes up all the time in Shas. Son Barzel means risk-free. It means you're taking zero risk. That you know it is absolutely solid. What you gave is what you're going to get. You know exactly what your investment is going to be. So if it's risk-free investment, so how can you call it that if the case is the Nachri is still being makabel, the risk of the loss, how can you call that some barzel? It doesn't even make sense. Va'od, my paska. And also, if you're going to... It's strange that the Tana will use the same word, son barzel, to describe two totally different kinds of arrangements. I mean, how can he be miyashiv? Oh, the arrangement of Bavitzi is totally different than the arrangement here in Bechoros. The words are son barzel by both. The Ode, and furthermore, at the Tani Seifa, the Seifa of the Mishnah Bava Metzia tries to come up with a case where it's mutter to be makabel at son barzel arrangement from another Jew. So what does it say? Avon makabel son barzel, or it's mutter to be makabel at son barzel arrangement. So what does it say? Avon makabel son barzel minovin chavin. Ah, if you have a son barzel arrangement with an ovin chavin, that's okay. Why? Because there's always a ribbis with an ovin chavin. But if there's a type of tzon barzel arrangement that's not even ribbis at all, so liflug lisim bidida, the Mishnah B'Metzia could have made a better chilik. B'med var mamurim delo kabel aleyon sevzola. That when do we say that there's an isser of ribbis, that's only if the no sane did didn't, there wasn't Makabel the Achrayas of Onsa Vizola, then the behemoth is totally in the Rishus of the Makabel, and when you're splitting up the Vlados, that's Mamish Ribis. Aval Kabel, Alei Onsa Vizola, Shapir Dami. But if the Makabel accepted some Achrayas, so then it's still partially his, and therefore it's Mistaber that he's going to get some of the Vlados for his own Tircha in assuming some of the risk of this animal. So it would not be a Chashash Ribis. Why doesn't the Mishnah give that case? It must be because that's not Tzon Barzel. If he's accepting the risk, then you just can't call that Tzon Barzel. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava has to be Miyashev, the stira between Bamitzia and Becharos, differently. So how is he Miyashev? Ella Amar Rava, Idi V'idi D'lo Kabel Alei Onsa V'zula. In both cases, we're talking about that he was not Mekabel, any Achrayus for the Onus and the Zul. The behemoth in the Rishus of the Mekabel. The guy who was Mekabel the animal, it's his. And therefore, if the Nosein is Yisrael, it's absolute ribbis. Over here by Bechorah, why is it that it's part from Bechorah? It belongs entirely to the Jew, the Mekabel. Because if the Nakri were to want his money that he's owed, and you don't have it, you don't give it to him, he would collect from the behema. It's considered like a mashkon. The ilom mashkach lo lebehema, and if the behema isn't available, tafis vlados tida, he will then take the vlados of the animal. Variyado v'chavim be'emtsa. So v'kol yado v'chavim be'emtsa. All you need to part from Bechorah is not that the Nakri owns the animal, but that there's Yarav Chav Be'emsa, that there's some partial, there's something that he has some shaykhus to the animal, and that you have over here. So even though in a Chinami, the Mishnah B'Metzia is clear that the Bailam is not, the original Bailam was not the Kabbalah Niachrayis. That's the meaning of Tzon Barzel, and therefore there's no Ribbis issue, but never, there would be a Ribbis issue rather if it's Yisrael, but nevertheless it's enough of a Yad Nakri Bamsa to be part from Bechorah. This entire Tzon Barzel arrangement is really an important model that helps us understand, is Nogea to other areas of Halacha as well. It's not only a Din by Bechorah. The Geder of Tzon Barzel applies for, let's say, Shvisas Behema and Shabbos. Whose animal is it? Meaning, if the Jew is Mekabel this animal with Tzon Barzel arrangement, or a guy is Mekabel from a Jew with its own Barzel arrangement, and then the guy works the animal on Shabbos, is that a violation of Shvisas Behema of a Yisrael on Shabbos? Chametz bePesach. The Nakri is Mekabel, its own Barzel arrangement from Yisrael. Can he feed it Chametz on Pesach? Is that called that you're feeding the Jew's animal Chametz on Pesach? There's a case in the Marivayel, there's a Chuv in the Marivayel that was very unclear why the Marivayel held this way. There's a Chuv in Marivayel, some Kufay and Dalit, who's asked about a Balabayas Ani, that he, not a wealthy person, but lent money to a guy, and when it came time to pay the money, and the guy didn't pay the Chov, so the Balabayas, the Jew, took the para, a milking cow of the guy, for a collection of his chov. But he doesn't have the money to be able to support this cow and feed the cow and take care of the cow and take time off from work for the cow. So he gave the cow for the guy to take care of. That during that, it was the guy's responsibility, and then they'll split the milk. For the guy became the caretaker of the cow, and then they're going to split the milk that comes from it. And during that time, the cow gave birth in the house of the guy. So is it Peturim and Abachorah because Yad Guy Be'emtza, or is it Chayiv in Bechara? So Mary Vail brings a raya from our sugya that Mekabel Tzon Barzel min HaNakri is part of from Bechara, even though the Yisrael is Mekabel HaChrayus. Why? Because the behema originally belonged to the guy and was not Yotzim Rishuso. The guy did not totally remove any Shaychus with it when the Yisrael was Mekabel to be Mefarnesid and was Mekabel all the Achrayus. So if we're going to be Mekel, says the Mary Vail, by Lach Yisrael, that it's going to part from Bechurim, from Bechora, Kol Shekein, that we're going to be not Machmir, when the Nakri is the one that's taking it, that it's going to be Chayiv in Bechora, because originally it belonged to Yisrael. So the Marivayel says, if in our case we're still going to say it still belongs to the Nakri, if you reverse it and it goes from the Yisrael to the Nakri, then for sure it's still going to belong to the Yisrael, and we're going to have to be Machmir. So the Masas Binyamin and Shuvah says, that makes absolutely no sense. Why in our case are we saying that it's part from Bechorah? Not because it belongs to the Nakri. Yad Nakri Be'emtza. That the Nakri has any any shaychus with it. That can't. If you say that, look, a nukri has 50% shaychus in this animal, so it's patur from bechora. Oh, so in the reverse case, what? It's going to be chayv. No, in the reverse case, the nukri has the other 50%, right? But he still has yad nukri b'amsa. He still has 50% shaychus in it. So that's a little bit difficult to understand where the marivayil was coming from. This case of a tzombarza arrangement also comes up in Choshe Mishpat in general. Someone sells someone a field for Elev Zuz, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Choshe Mishpat Sim Kuf Tzadi, and he pays part of the money, and he's Yotzi V'Nichnas, and he's asking for the rest of the money. Even if there's only one Zuz left, you just haven't finished paying it, the Lokeach is not Kona the entire thing. Even though he already has a Shtar and a Chazaka, he made all sorts of Kinyanim, till it's fully paid off. But if the mocher is chazerbo from the mekach, then it's yala lokech al elyona. The lokech could determine what he wants. If he wants, he can say, "Give me back my money that I paid for it up until this point," or he can say, "Give me karka of the value of that money." So that leads to an entire discussion of in the nesivos if the lokech can force the mocher to be mekayim the miksas hamekach keneged the damim that he gave. Meaning, is that really true that the lokech really always has the upper hand? And some of the rayas that they bring in that discussion is directly from this sugya here in Maseches Bechoros. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots at Amud Beis.